Into a low, sexy tone that never failed to send shivers up and down his body. The sound of her voice was only matched by the luminous hazel eyes that pulled him in and refused to let him go. Sabrina had a way of seducing him without saying a word. All she had to do was look at him, and he forgot any woman he'd ever known. They reconnected whenever they returned home during semester breaks. But it wasn't until she'd graduate from college that he'd propose marriage, and she'd accept it. They talked about having a June wedding, but the establishment where they wanted to have the reception was booked solid until October. They reserved the last Saturday in October, because neither wanted a winter wedding, given the unpredictable weather. Miles winked at Sabrina.
"Go back outside and relax, baby. The food is on its way up, and I'll bring everything out to the terrace."
She returned the wink, then retraced her steps, settling into an oversized pillow on the terrace of Miles' 14th floor co-op. Sabrina waited for him to join her. After a 12-hour shift at a busy Philadelphia municipal hospital, she checked her cell phone for messages earlier that day. There were two. One from her father to let her know he was having dinner with an up-and-coming local politician who wanted Isaac Mixon to run his campaign for re-election to the state assembly, and the second from Miles. After listening to Miles's message asking her to meet him for dinner at his apartment, she'd gone home to shower and change her clothes, then walked the short distance from the condominium where she lived with her father to Miles's high-rise. The doorman at the luxury building had greeted her by name. Within days of Miles slipping the diamond engagement ring onto her finger, he'd given her a key to his co-op and had officially notified the building management to grant her complete access. The sun slipped lower, taking with it the intense summer heat as a cool breeze swept over her face and body. Lighted votives that she positioned around the terrace flickered like fireflies with the encroaching darkness. Philadelphia had experienced the most brutal heat wave it had in years. A steady two-day rain had finally broken the 90-plus degree heat, and the streets in the city of brotherly love once again teemed with residents and tourists taking advantage of the more comfortable summer temperatures. Turning her gaze away from the panoramic view of the twin glass spires of Liberty Place, soaring above the Philadelphia skyline, Sabrina saw Miles holding a shopping bag from which emanated the most mouth-watering aroma. "Something smells wonderful." Miles leaned over and kissed the hair she'd brushed off her face and secured in a single braid. "That must be my linguine with garlic and olive oil."
"Phew," Sabrina said, pinching her nostrils. "Remind me not to kiss you."
"What if I brush my teeth and use mouthwash?"
She wrinkled her nose.
"I'll think about it," she teased.
Miles sat opposite Sabrina, reached into the bag and took out a small container of Caesar salad, then two larger containers, with his entree and Sabrina's Caesar salad, with grilled chicken.
"Wait, darling, we're missing something."
Sabrina examined the place settings.
"What's missing?"
"Wine and music."
"What are we celebrating, Miles?"
He stood and leaned over the table.
"My love for you, darling."
Sabrina rose to brush her mouth over his, her eyes filling with tears. She never tired of hearing him say that he loved her.
"And I love you too, Miles Adam Eaton."
Miles returned with a bottle of wine, glasses, and a small portable radio that he tuned to an all-music station. He filled the wine glasses with a light rosé, raising his goblet in a toast.
"Here's to the sexiest and most beautiful woman in the world. I'm counting down the days until I can make you my wife."
Sabrina paused, trying to keep her fragile emotions under control. She touched her glass to his. "Here's to the man who makes me feel..."